The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
I take the opportunity to say good morning to you, Dr. Wayne Kublal Singh. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Hi, sir. Good morning. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. Good to have you back. Haven't chatted with you in quite some time on my programs. Good morning, and thank you very much for accepting the invitation for being here with us this morning. We're seeing what is taking place geopolitically. We woke up to the news on Saturday morning. We saw what transpired, and of course, you being an activist and writer in your, you know, on your own rights, let's get straight into the crux of the conversation and share your thoughts as it relates to our what transpired. First and foremost, do you see it as a breach of international law or something substantiated by the U.S. government on the capture, so to speak? I don't want to say kidnapping, because kidnapping usually requires a ransom, and none was asked. So I want to say the capture and removal of the Venezuelan president.
Well, this is the combination of a whole series of illegal actions on the part of the United States, the seizing of Venezuelans' gold assets in London is illegal. You know, Venezuela puts its gold, you know, most of these countries put their gold assets in metropolitan banks. So London decided to steal it, to freeze it. The United States also froze Venezuelan U.S. dollars in U.S. banks. You know, some of these countries like ours, we put our money in some of these metropolitan banks, pension sums and that kind of thing. And they also froze it. The whole idea of sanctions and secondary sanctions, which we know about in Trinidad and Tobago, is illegal. The whole idea of kidnapping Venezuelan oil tankers is illegal. The whole idea of establishing a blockade and denying Venezuelan exports is illegal. And the whole business of this, I would call it kidnapping, in the middle of the night, is also illegal. They have also murdered a number of Venezuelan citizens. I'm just reading this morning that they have killed 32 Cubans over there to protect Maduro. They have killed basically the entire of the Maduro protection team. So all of this is illegal, but we can't really do much about it. What is regrettable is that a prime minister is following hook, line and sinker, the American line, pirating their playbook and going ahead with it, you know, willy-nilly. That is what is most regrettable. She's basically hired out or rented out or sea space or land space, Tobago or airports for refueling to this endeavor, illegal endeavor. So when we don't have our taillights in order or with the screens in order and so on, it's just as illegal as what the Prime Minister is doing, but she's doing it 1,000 times over.
You know, we look at what transpired on the high seas. Our Prime Minister has distanced herself from it. You talk about the illegal operations conducted by the U.S. Might I ask you, sir, how and who could hold the U.S. President accountable for these alleged illegal acts that you speak of?
Well, if you look at the whole of American history post-World War II, the entire economic setup of the planet, what they call the rules-based order, was established by the United States. The Bretton Woods Agreement, the IMF, WTO, World Trade Organization, the United Nations, all these were set to create an international order. But you see what's happening in Palestine. Nobody could stop the Americans in Israel. Russia can't stop them. China can't stop them. India isn't saying much. A court in the international ICC, they can't stop them. So basically, America is breaking all the rules and seems to be getting away with it. And I think it is very important. Even the United Nations National Security, America's own Congress, it cannot stop President Trump, because he went to war with Venezuela without the permission of any international law, any permission from the United Nations Security Council, any permission from his Congress. So, I mean, that is a new era we're entering into. It's just lawlessness on the high seas and elsewhere, genocide and so on. It's just absolute lawlessness, because the American empire, the rules-based order which they established, is crumbling because it's now working to their disadvantage. And they basically ignore the United Nations, and they ignore all kinds of international law, doing what they want. I cannot really say, I really did think that the Cubans and the Iranians and the Chinese and the Russians would have protected Maduro, but they have not. Whatever they put there didn't protect him. So this is the situation we're in, and it's very important that we distance ourselves from these kinds of illegalities and stick to law and order.
Do you believe that our Prime Minister had any hand, or our government had any interference or injection with cohorting, as being cohorts with the Americans in this endeavor?
Well, she's trying to withdraw herself, but too late. Once you make a deal with Mephistopheles, the devil, that's it. Once you say, oh, I approve of this action, putting Americans to blockade Caracas, once you say, I approve of this attack on Maduro, she's called him a narco-terrorist. Once you say, I approve of Nicolas Guaido, an unelected man to become the president of Venezuela. Once you say, I approve of giving my airspace, my sea space, my Tobago airport for refueling, for planes, you're complicit. You can't get away with that. I mean, if you look at a simple case in Trinidad and Tobago, if it is that you are providing space for somebody to collect a theft or kidnapping, you're complicit. That's the law. So you can't now retract and say, I have nothing to do with that.
I don't have any evidence to suggest that she was part and parcel of the U.S. or suggested that the Americans kidnapped Maduro. What I did understand, and I can only speak to what's in the public domain, is that she was against the narco trafficking, the human trafficking, the gun smuggling. She was grateful for the intervention of the U.S. military might in the Caribbean Sea, as we were unable to secure our borders and prevent these things from coming into our country. We would have seen time and time again raids taking place in Trinidad at various clubs where the Venezuelan citizenry would have been lured to Trinidad on the hopes of getting a better life, and only to be told that they had to sell sex to pay back for the trip that they come across the sea, and they were found in brothels. So, I mean, with that being said, where was the Prime Minister's statement anywhere that you would have seen or privy to where she sided with the Americans to go and kidnap, as you put it, or hijack the government and take out Maduro? All I heard, and I don't know if I'm wrong, I'm just saying, is that she was into pushing the and supporting the fight against these narco trafficking. Your response, sir?
Well, she did more than that. As I just said, she gleefully welcomed the Americans in the Caribbean. She allowed them to use radar. You know what radar is?
I know what radar is, but when have we ever denied Americans being on our soil? When?
Well, you know, this is not just denying Americans for routine purposes. This is to conduct a war against Venezuela. A radar is able to look at the sky. It is able to trace aircraft. It is able to sight locations for targeting. It is able to establish communication with the United States, because they have a group in the United States in Washington, as well as the mothership, American mothership. So the radar is used for all military actions in Venezuela, right? They asked Grenada, Grenada said no. Mr. Kamala Prasad said yes. She said you can refuel here and you can take our space. Piaco, planes leave Piaco, planes leave Crown Point. So she's given the military, if you look, she's also talking to American generals. She's given them the facility to do what they're doing. That is an accomplice to murder and lawlessness. She's given them the facility. She's an accomplice. She's a co-belligerent. She's a co-participant. She's a co-aggressor. She cannot get out of it.
Let me ask you a question, Dr. Wade. I don't mean to cut you. I apologize if you find I cut you, but I really want to get... Let me ask you have a neighbor, and your neighbor comes to you and says, pardon me, Wayne, lend me a cutlass now, boy. I want to go and chop some shrubs in my yard. Lend me a cutlass. And you lend the labor your tree seam, your tree canal, as we say in Trinidad. And your neighbor take that cutlass and go across the road and chop up a man and kill him. Are you an accomplice because you gave him the cutlass. Are you an accomplice to that murder?
Well, you're assuming that the prime minister was innocent and she didn't know that they were going to do other things with the cutlass. The prime minister has been advocating since 2019, for the change of the Maduro government. She said Guaido must be there. She backed American policy. Who does the oil? Isn't Trump saying in the election we want the oil?
Mm.
Isn't the whole thing these days about the oil? It's about the oil. It's about the oil. It's about the theft of oil.
But were there not evidence to suggest that Nicolas Maduro was also involved in illegal drug trafficking?
Well, I have no evidence. If you have it, you present it to the viewers. But I have done all my research in it.
Mm.
The Americans are charging that he's the head of this group, which is a Mexican group, Cartel de Sol. He isn't. He isn't involved in drug trafficking. They say he's involved in Tren de Aragua's. Tren de Aragua's is a group which emerged from the Brazilian prisons. It commits illicit drug activity. He's been trying to snuff it out. Venezuela is not a central point for the shipment and the transshipment of drugs.
The funny thing is, Dr. Kubilansing, this is not the first American president that pushed back against Nicolas Maduro. You had previous presidents that did the same thing with this the way in which Venezuela was governed. You have between 8 and 11 million persons fleeing, risking life on the ocean. Some died and perished running away from the reigns of Nicolas Maduro. Intel showed me where what you are saying, it is much deeper than we perceive it to be. It is. The Americans have him in New York at this time. I'm checking the breaking news, the latest news on CNN this morning, as we do in real time in this interview with you. And he's scheduled to appear in court today on U.S. soil in America, charged with narco trafficking and all of these things. While we all believe, geopolitically, it's about the oil and the hydrocarbons, here it is. They are bringing up these charges, no doubt with evidence, against a leader, because they are saying that he was part of getting this into our country, killing hundreds of and thousands of Americans. If it was so illegal, the process, and I'm thinking the layman on the street, Dr. Kubilansing, I don't carry any letters to my name, so I'm trying to understand, if this is so illegal, where he took, Congress couldn't do anything, they didn't agree, how is it possible that he can now, that this man, this president of Venezuela, can now be brought before American courts, charged with this type of indictment, if there is no source to back it up? Please, help me to understand.
Well, you're right. It's deeper than you think. And it's deeper than we are thinking. This isn't started an American president. This isn't started Maduro. It started in 1492, sir, where the Spanish released a document. It's a white people document. Say, God gave you this land, sir, people in the Americas, in America. And this land doesn't belong to you. This land belongs to us. And if you don't give us this land, we'll make every man of mischief against you and your family into perpetuity, unless you become slaves to us. And you have to work in the conucos and the farms for us. It's not started Monroe Doctrine. This is imperialism at work. This is what imperialists do. This is what they do in Africa. They went into Africa, the American CIA, an elected government, the Patrice Lumumba, and they poured acid on his dead body because they killed him. This is what Americans do. This is what they've done in all of Latin America. Let us not be innocent of these things. We're not foolish people. This is what they do. This is what imperialists do. They kill Africans. They kill Latin Americans. They got rid of the Chilean leader. They got rid of the Guatemalan leader. They got rid of the Brazilian leader. They got rid of the leader in Santo Domingo. That's what they do. This is what they do. They take innocent people and take them before their courts. And they demonize them. I'm not saying he's innocent, I don't know, but what I'm saying, according to my research, he is not involved in any kind of narco trafficking. On the contrary, he's doing a much better job than either the last government or our government on handling narco trafficking. And Venezuela is not a very key point in the narco trafficking coach. If you ignore the fact that imperialism exists, this is what's happening. It's a lawless situation. It's based on military. and might and power, and they arrest people who stand up to them. There was a revolution in 2000 and something in Venezuela. Remember that? And the people who lost out, the elites, the white elites who lost out in this revolution, they don't like Maduro. They're fleeing from Maduro. They're going to Chile. They're going to Brazil. They're going to Colombia. That's what revolutions are about. The elite classes who oppress the poor, they've gotten rid of. They don't like it. They like America, and they leave. They don't like the system. That is to be understood. But what is important is that that elite group does not have any kind of authority now in Venezuela. The Venezuelan government is still intact. Its military is intact. Its police is intact. Its police militia is intact. The government is running along.
I was getting to that point because I haven't seen any U.S. intervention in terms of they decide to take over the country. Delcy Rodriguez is at the helm of government right now, getting reports coming in where she did concede to the Americans, saying, you know, let's talk, we'll work with you guys. Let's take a phone call quickly, respectfully, of course. Good morning.
Hi, good morning to you, to your guests. I read that, you know, the Americans, the oil, big, large oil companies were in Venezuela. They did a lot of the infrastructure of the oil and the infrastructure for the oil in Venezuela. And then they had billions of dollars invested in there. And then that government came in, the government came in, and they took all of it. They said, oh, you're America, you cannot have any of this. They just pushed them out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens with if you put your money in a place and the government just comes and say, oh, we're going to take it all. So when the Americans come back now and they say, we have billions of dollars infrastructure in here and we lost all our monies and we want it back, are they right or are they wrong? I mean, it's dollars and cents we're talking about. Are they right or are they wrong? Could you answer that? And besides that, when the Americans were pushed out, they had all the parts and different things to fix back for repairs and stuff like that, and they did not give it to the Venezuelan oil companies. They did not give them the parts and whatever. That is how come the Venezuelans could not run their oil company, and they're talking about sanctions. No. And you know what, Mr. Kublal Singh? You know, you should sympathize with the 11 million people. They're not elites and so. They come right here in Trinidad and they work for $100 a day. They ran with their children and their lives. They did not have food. They did not have money. They had nothing. And I don't know how you could support that. I mean, not you personally, but what you're saying about these things. We're just talking about the things you're talking about, right? Not you personally. Could you support that? No, none of us in this democratic world we live in this free Western world we live in, we do not support no form of tyranny. We don't support no dictatorship. We in Trinidad, we do not support none of that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I mean, I was about to get to some of those things. Your response to that caller, Dr. Kublal Singh, before we take the next one?
Well, if you remember Dr. Eric Williams, he nationalized Carony in the 1970s, and he subsequently nationalized Texaco. You all remember that, right? It was not Chavez who started nationalization. The nationalization was started in the 1970s. There was a whole universal move toward nationalization of companies following colonialism. Perez and Cárdenas nationalized oil companies in Venezuela, okay? And PDVSA, an American, a Venezuelan company, then became an affiliate of some of these companies. When Chavez came in at the end of the last century, he began to nationalize even deeper. The ones who didn't like it left, the ones who liked it stayed. Chevron is still there. He didn't take all the assets. They weren't happy with the deal and they left. That is basically what has happened. And they filed charges in the American courts, and some of it they won. And then a judge in the United States awarded a company, a Venezuelan company called Citgo in the United States, a refinery owned by Venezuela. He seized it. Mm. He seized his assets, and he decided to use that to repay the Venezuelans. Now, the lady also talks respectfully about tyranny. But what is happening now? Are we a free country? Are we a free country? What is Trump acting democratically, or is he acting tyrannically? I mean, I've just outlined the case how he's acting tyrannically. You know, he's acting as an imperialist. So this is not a free Western Hemisphere. This is a Western Hemisphere that is entrapped by American hegemony. Our Prime Minister has opened the door for this hegemony to deepen in Latin America, because Trump is now threatening Cuba. He's now threatening Delcy Rodriguez. He's threatening to hit them a second strike. He's threatening Colombia. He's threatening all these countries. So how could it be a free Western society? It's not free. This is a tyranny which
Based on what you just said there, you're talking about the start of World War III, because if you're saying that these threats and if he does make strikes against these countries illegally, the other countries will sit idly by and not participate, or at least come to the aid of these countries. I'm just going by hypothetically based on what you're saying. Let's take another phone call quickly. Good morning and respectfully. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Davey, and good morning to your guest. Your guest does not sound like a professional. He sounds like a very emotional person when it comes to this matter, because he's dripping off topic. Going back to way back 1492 and all the sort of nonsense. Listen, the U.S. has tremendous amount of evidence, according to many professors of law in the U.S. Right? They have a what they call an open and shut case. And people in the Caribbean have no idea of what it is going on in Venezuela next door. According to many sources, Russia and China are playing in America's backyard. So does Iran with Hezbollah and all these terrorist organizations. People talking about America want Venezuela oil. What do you think Russia and China are doing in Venezuela? Is oil they're extracting? So what if America, the point is, America does not want its adversaries profiting from oil in Venezuela in its backyard. It flies in the face of the Monroe Doctrine. Right, so all these emotional outbursts about 1492 and all kind of crap. Listen, the indigenous populations of Trinidad and Tobago were far more brutal than the European colonizers, right? But you don't hear them talking about that. The American Indian were far more brutal to one another than the settlers from Europe. Indians in India used to have a tradition called suti, whereby if the husband died, the wife would be thrown in the fire. When the English colonized in India, they banned all of that and all of these barbaric practices. So, of course, colonization was not easy for the people being colonized. But don't come here and tell me that the people who were colonized were treating each other and living in paradise. Thank you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you, Davey, to your entire host and audience, and to you, your special guest, Dr. Kublal Singh. And let me say Happy New Year to all. Dr. Kublal Singh, you could speak, and you have the right to speak and to express your opinion. Do you think you would have been able to express your opinion of dissatisfaction with decisions by Mr. Maduro if you were living in Venezuela? And secondly, given the fact that we know that Mr. Maduro has been trafficking drugs, I could personally say that the situation in Trinidad and Tobago with respect to crime and violence, reckless violence, you want one person and you would shoot six just to get one, that has been fueled because of greed and in the drug trade. Competition in the drug trade. We never had that before. And if Mr. Maduro is even 50% responsible for what we have suffered with the amount of murders in this country, then it may not have been right, R-I-G-H-T, but I could assure you it would have been good, G-O-O-D, that the Americans took him out. So what are we supposed to do? Just let the whole thing continue, and because it's not the right thing to do, nobody will do anything. Well, plenty of things that are right in law are actually bad. Okay? So let us not split hairs. We deal with you trying to bring a right and wrong situation into a situation that has to deal with good and bad. And that's the whole thing. Thank you very kindly. God bless.
I'll allow you to respond to that particular call.
Well, we have callers here who are basically very much influenced by CNN and BBC, imperialist media, and can't blame them. I mean,
well, I don't want to cut you, but when you make certain statements, I had to ask you, where would you? Go ahead.
Are you going?
Where else would we get in the imperialist media houses, as you put it? These are credible sources where information comes out. We fact check it across various regions. We look at BBC, CNN, Fox News, CNBC, NBC News, NBS. We go through a plethora of media houses to validate stories that are coming from the Reuters, Associated Press. It's a collective body. So if we can't trust these bodies to give us proper insight or proper coverage, where else will we get it, Dr. Kublai Singh?
Well, the names you've just called is a collection of imperialist stations. If you check all the imperialists, they will say the same thing. They basically say the same thing. Fox is not different from BBC. BBC is not different from CNBC or ABC or Al Jazeera. The same thing. Al Jazeera is owned by the rich Arabs who basically tore the American line. All right, Chinese have all other stations, Indians have stations, America has Telesur, Venezuela has Telesur. Have you been checking those sources? You said that he's very sure that Maduro is a drug trafficker. There is no evidence that Maduro is any drug trafficker at all. As I just outlined, they say he's the head of cartel. So that's an imaginary, drug cartel which was invented by the CIA. But so then, pretending that imperialism is good and going into Venezuela and killing 22 Cubans as well as about 40 Venezuelans and taking out the head and his wife of a constitutional sovereign state is a good thing. Mm-hmm. So that's where we've reached.
You know, you saying that there's no evidence to support the claims that Maduro is a drug trafficker, head of narco trafficking. There's no evidence, according to you, to support it. What evidence do you have that he really and truly isn't?
If you're claiming that he is a narco trafficker, you have to provide me with the evidence.
Well, guess what?
What evidence does the What evidence does he say he's sure that why does he state evidence? I'm saying very clearly, and this is the United Nations saying that, the DEA in America is saying this, that the Cartel de Sol is a cartel that was invented by the CIA to basically charge Maduro with the crime. It doesn't exist anywhere. It doesn't exist in reality. Tren de Aragua is a group that came out of the gangs in the prison in Aragua in Venezuela near Caracas, and they do trafficking. And Maduro has been basically stamping them out in Venezuela. That is my information. These are facts. Well, I have no information that Maduro is a drug trafficker. Okay. If he has, and if you have, you can present it to the audience.
I do have something that came up that was presented at least a day ago, and we're looking at certain things to figure out how factual it is with it. But the big story for me, because when you look at when my research is leading me down a road, when I check out certain things, people are trying to get it off of the mainstream, as you put it, imperialist media houses, and they're not finding it there. But it was put out at least a day and a half ago. And this federal indictment that the U.S. has levied against the president.
But before we go into that, you said you have some evidence.
Well, I have information. I have information. Let me put it that way. Let me know mince words. Information, right? Information about how things went down, how long it has been in transition, in preparation for what took place. Based on the information, I looked at various media houses to back it, and I didn't find it on CNN for some reason. I don't know if they pulled it, if it didn't hit there, but it's on a particular channel. I don't want to say it publicly, but it's there. Persons can Google it. I will just tell you where you can look. Maybe you can check out, let me see if I can pull it up here, for FBI and DEA raid on Maduro's bunker in Caracas. That's a link you can look for. And it takes you in to the preparation, some intel and stuff. Because I will be very honest, they didn't know exactly where to go and find Maduro. It took planning and preparation. I am searching while you were talking to find out how many persons were killed on the ground. And I haven't found that information as yet. I don't know where you got it, that persons died.
All right. So well, let me just say that you have not presented to me in your little long speech that you just gave, you haven't presented any evidence that Maduro is a drug trafficker. I thought that's what you wanted to do. You have not presented anything.
I choose not to tell you exactly where. And I'll tell you why I choose not to say that as yet. I am still, and I said it earlier in my preamble before you came on, researching and fact-finding. But I'm getting bits and pieces and information is coming. You are saying there is no evidence to support this. The U.S.
I'm saying I have no evidence to support.
Right, you have no evidence to support. You have none.
Yeah.
You know who have it? The U.S. They have evidence. Because they took they're about to take him to court. You can't take a man to court without evidence. And if it comes up that you don't have it, the president didn't go through millions of dollars in an operation to pick up a man, to take him to court, to all the way up there. International spectacle to embarrass America. Anyhow.
This is for oil, sir. That's what they're saying. The point is that he didn't want Maduro there because he wants Venezuela's oil.
No problem.
Venezuela has the largest supply of
the world. No problem.
They don't have, they idle. You know why they're idle? Because they don't have heavy crude.
They don't have heavy crude. I take any argument that it was the oil.
They also want to talk about the world war. They also want to cut off China's investment in oil.
All
in
right.
Venezuela.
Let me take this call with you. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Murray.
Good morning,
Mr. Kobelting. All the best in the new year. It is certain, I want to agree with Mr. Kobelting, it is about the oil, Davy. And Davy, I just want to share this with you, right? 400 tons of cocaine and a $1 million bribe was what the ex-president of Honduras was convicted on in the United States, right? He was convicted of this, Davy. And I want to share with you what the current president had to say about pardoning this individual. That should keep you in bars based on what I just quoted for you, Davy. But this is what the president had to say, Donald Trump. He said this. Trump announced a pardon on the 20th of November via Truth Social. Yeah. He says that Mr. Hernandez back then was unfairly treated by prosecutors. This is an ex-president, Mr. Maury, who was convicted of cocaine and accepting a bribe. And of course, there was indictment against his brother as well. But here you have a president of the United States pardoning this individual, a slap in the face for the whole of the wider Caribbean and the wider world in terms of telling us that you are going after drug lords. So clearly, and of course, if you listen to the clip on Saturday from POTUS, he told us unequivocally in terms of it is about the oil. And this, can we lump these charges that you're talking about, David, can we lump it in terms of being a suspicion? And will Maduro be unfairly treated, according to Trump's own words, with regards to Hernandez, the ex-president of Honduras? I'll leave it here, David.
All right. I hear your arguments, Kadeem. And I will join the ranks of you guys this morning for one reason only. And I will say one thing. Let the story unfold. The man is going to court this morning. We'll see. The U.S. could say we believe it's oil. Everybody believe it's oil. It is oil. And the man is saying drugs. Dr. Kublal saying, we will see. He's in America right now. He's in New York. And he's facing the courts this morning on his first...
Well, he's facing the American court.
The American court.
Why did you put it in international court? The international court ruled that America was assisting and facilitating genocide in Israel. That was an international court. Why didn't they obey the international court?
You know what's amazing to me, and I would end this interview, and thank you so much for waking up early this morning and chatting with me, is that, you know, the other world supreme powers, such as Russia, China, and all others, none of them have launched an attack against Washington or the U.S. in response to this illegal activities. None. They all saw for months the buildup in the Caribbean seas. Yet nobody, none of the might of Russia, China, Brazil, all who talking now, come out and seriously go to war with America for the illegal removal of a democratic sovereign state president in his country. But we sit down on the news media and we say it. I wonder why. I don't know.
Well, I wouldn't expect them to go to war with the United States, but at least I would expect them to defend Venezuela and their interests in Venezuela, but they haven't done so successfully so far. So we will see, as you said, we will see. But you talk like a man, you talk like a boss. what the America doing is illegal and unlawful, and she's doing that all over the place. She wants Greenland now, she wants Panama, she wants, you know, she wants...
Well, thankfully,
she's doing all over, and who is stopping her?
Well, thankfully, she will be demitted from office in 4 years. Within 3 years and some months, there will be elections constitutionally due in the U.S., and we'll see if she gets removed.
Well, whether Trump is here or not, they will still do the same thing. This is what Biden who started the war against the Palestinians. You know, it is he who started the genocide.
All right.
So this is something that's historical. The caller said this is irrelevant and so on. It's happening in Africa. It's happening in Middle East. It's happening all over the place. You know, America has become a lawless group. And the best thing that we can do is stick in our country to law and order as an antithesis to this kind of flagrant violation of international law.
I thank you very much, Dr. Kublal Singh, for chatting with me this morning. Unfortunately, we have to leave it there. And thank you very much for taking the calls and to all the callers for your respect shown to my guest this morning. We appreciate it. It's always good to have healthy dialogue, whether we agree or disagree. Thank you again and have a great day, sir.
Thank you. Bless.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.